When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
The party starts now!
Because it's Friday! 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 Day!
Hello all, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. For this episode, we are talking about an underrated album. Both Steven and I listen to a ton of music, including music from different genres. But even within the rock genre, we don't always appreciate the same style of rock. We both love albums and artists that we don't discuss much on the regular podcast, and these Friday Quick Fixes are a good avenue to share some of those with you. So today, we're going to talk about an album released by Adrenaline Mob called Coverta. My guess is most of you have heard of The Mob before, but most likely have just heard a few songs here and there. I'm sure at some point during Growing Up Rock's existence, we will deep dive into this band, but if you don't know much about Adrenaline Mob, let's start with a quick history lesson. The Mob is really considered a quote-unquote supergroup, formed in 2011 by singer Russell Allen, who is known for being in TSO and Symphony X, guitarist Mike Orlando, who hasn't been in a bunch of known bands but is definitely underrated for the talent he possesses, and drummer extraordinaire Mike Portnoy, who as of this recording has just rejoined Dream Theater. In the last 13 years, The Mob has released 3 full-length albums and 3 EPs. They have toured over the years, although not extensively, and have had their share of tragedy, which we won't talk about today, maybe we'll discuss someday, and I would say technically they're on hiatus right now.
You can help out the podcast greatly by leaving us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or Spotify. The links are in the show notes, or just drop us a line at our email, growinguprock@gmail.com.
Let's get to the album at hand. Coverta was the second EP released by The Mob in 2013 on Elm City Music / Century Media and was self-produced. This EP is an 8-song covers record that had the original 3 guys playing on it, and they added John Moyer on bass to help. If that name sounds familiar, John is currently the bassist for the band Disturbed. As stated, the EP has 8 songs, and they are, opening the album, a song called Highwire, originally done by Badlands. And I love Badlands, and I didn't think anyone on the planet could do justice to the original vocal, but Russell is so good, I don't even know how to explain it. Take a listen for yourself.
Soul on fire.
See what I mean? It's just wow. Okay, the second song is Stand Up and Shout, originally done by Dio. It's a pretty good version. Track three is Break On Through, originally done by The Doors. And I'm a huge Doors fan, even though I don't love the 60s music all in total, and I really don't like the 70s music either. But Break On Through, I've always liked the song. Again, I've always liked The Doors, and The Mob does a pretty good job covering them. Romeo Delight, originally done by Van Halen, is the fourth track. It's hard to copy David Lee Roth, even though he's not the best singer on the planet. But Russell does a pretty good job of it. And, you know, Mike Orlando is not Eddie Van Halen, but Mike does a good job with it, too. Barracuda is the fifth song, originally done by Hart. Okay, let me stop for a second. So far, we have had Russell do his best Ray Gillen, Ronnie James Dio, Jim Morrison, David Lee Roth, and now he's going to do Ann fucking Wilson? What? There's no way Russell can pull that off, right? I would say that's wrong. Check this out.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Moving on to track six, The Mob did a cover of Kill the King, originally done by Rainbow. And now that you've heard Russell sing a while, you can probably imagine he kills it on this track. The Lemon Song is the seventh song on the album, originally done by Led Zeppelin. It's the Lemon Song. I guess The Mob do it fine. I'm not a huge Zeppelin fan, and this is an okay song. It's kind of hard to replicate Zeppelin, to be honest. And the song that closes out the album is The Mob Rules, originally done by Black Sabbath. And again, we've heard Russell sing now, and there's no reason why he wouldn't kill it on The Mob Rules. In the end, this EP ended up charting on the Billboard 200, topping out at number 173 on March 30th, 2013. On that day, Bon Jovi's What About Now release was number one on the chart. At this point, you might be wondering, I've never even heard of these guys. Like, where do these guys come from? And hopefully you're also thinking, and damn, are they good. You know what? Here's a little bit of Kill the King to give you an idea if you aren't sold yet.
Hey!
In my opinion, overall, Adrenaline Mob is great, and they are our supergroup for a reason. If they would have been around in the mid-80s, these guys would be making serious bank right now, playing local theaters, but it's just another story of talented guys that can't really make any money no matter how talented they are because the music business right now basically sucks. So all of them have to have a bunch of different jobs to make ends meet, and I guess that is what it is. Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. If you want to give Coverta by Adrenaline Mob a chance, check it out on the streaming services where it's available. It is not available on Spotify. Now I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here with another tune I love off the album we discussed today. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.